PON3 The Beat.
Listening to PON3, broadcasting footage from the recent Richelieu investigation. We have all the coverage. Stay tuned.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz, start the car. I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold, but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl and all. That's
good.
And all that jazz. And all that jazz.
Chaz, you know, I'm kind of glad that Kaiba left. I mean, now I have you and Kaiba? Kaiba? Stay back. Whoa, are you drunk? Get away from me!
So lick your hair and wear your buckle shoes. And all that jazz, I hear that Father Dip is gonna blow the blues. And all that jazz, hold on, hun, we're gonna bunny hug. I bought some aspirin down at United Drug. In case you shake apart and want a brand new start to do that jazz.
I wonder if he's dead. Chaz? Jeez! A goodbye would be nice.
Ugh, find a flask, we're playing fast and loose. And all that jazz right up here is where I store the juice. And all that jazz, come on, babe, we're gonna brush the sky. I bet your lucky Lindy never flew so high. Cause in the stratosphere, how could he lend an ear to all that? Jazz. Oh, you're gonna see your Shiva shimmy shake and all that jazz. Oh, she's gonna shimmy till her garters break and all that jazz. Show her when a Parker girdle. Oh, her mother's blooded curdle.
For
all that. Yeah.
Hi. I kinda killed someone.
And all that jazz.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz. I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz. Start the car, I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold, but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl. And all that.
Can you lie for me? Screw you then! Goodbye!
No, I'm no one's wife, but all of my life and all
She must have called the cops on me. Oh, where's Charisse when I need her? She knew what to do with the body. Damn! Coming! 2 seconds! Oh. Okay, will the body fit into the smoothie maker? Will it? No! Okay, I can throw it out of the window. Under the bed! Okay, under the bed! Okay, hi! Jeffers? You're a cop now? What?
I'm sick of people trying to kill me.
What can I do for you?
Somebody filed a report. I have to check this room.
Okay, sure. There's nothing to see here.
Rach, why is there a foot sticking out from under your bed?
Decoration?
You're under arrest, Rochelle.
Snap. Well, I had a good run.
Bitch.
Snap.
Cheesecake.
Ponies.
Wait a minute!
Bitch. Snap.
Cheesecake.
Ponies.
Wait a minute!
Bitch.
Snap.
Cheesecake.
Ponies.
Wait a minute!
Bitch.
Snap.
Cheesecake.
Ponies.
Wait a minute!
He had it coming! He had it coming. He only had himself to blame. If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you you would have done the same.
Bitch.
Wait a minute.
You know how people have these little habits that get you down? Like Bernie. Bernie liked to watch movies. No, not good movies. Remakes. So I went to his house this one day, and I'm really irritated, and I'm looking for a good night in. And there's Bernie laying on the couch, drinking my rum, and watching. No, not Jake Horror. Remakes! So I said to him, you sip my rum one more time. And he did. So I took the shotgun from my bra, and I fired 2 warning shots. Into his head.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself to blame. If you'd have been there, if you'd have heard it, I bet you would have done the same.
I met Tommy Young from VH City about 2 years ago. He told me he liked gaming, and we hit it off right away. So we started living together. He'd go to work, he'd come home, I'd fix him a drink, and we'd have dinner. And then I found out, gaming, he told me, gaming my ass. Not only was he a 5D fan, but, oh no, he didn't like Pokemon. One of those posers, you know? So that night, when he came home, I fixed him his drink as usual. You know, some guys just can't hold their arsenic.
He had it coming, he had it coming. He took a flower in its prime. And then he used it, and he abused it. It was a murder, but not a crime.
Now I'm standing in the kitchen, carving up the cheesecake for dinner, minding my own business, and in storms my husband Wilbur in a jealous rage. You've been on my VH account, he says. He was crazy, and he kept screaming, you've been on my VH account! And then he ran into my knife. He ran into my knife 10 times.
And if you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you would have done the same.
Boy, pipe it down. What have you been singing about? That's no way to make the new girl feel. I'm in charge of this prison, and what I say goes. If you won't keep your trap shut, then I'll send you to the prisons of Down VH. And don't think I won't do it. I've heard of their corporal punishment. Do you want to be subjected to that?
Last week, I went on a spree. I attempted to murder ponies, and then these guys decided to rat me out. And I'd killed so many already that it seemed like an awfully wasteful activity. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 splats, innards all ripped out, fell down one right after the other. So that one night before the grand finale, I gutted a group of fillies and hung them by their own intestines. I ran out of tin, so I go out to get some. I come back, open the door, and there's an empty room before me. It had been looted out by the cops, and I'd lost profit. Well, I was in such a state of shock, I completely blacked out. I can't remember a thing. It wasn't until later, when I was washing the blood off my hands, I even knew they were dead.
They had it coming, they had it coming, they had it coming all along. I didn't do it, but if I'd done it, how could you tell me that I was wrong? They had it coming, they had it coming, they had it coming all along. I didn't do it, but if I'd done it, how could you tell me that I was wrong?
I don't know anything. I'm not sure what's going on. All I did was stab Kaiba. I have Chaz now. But why are we all singing? For the hell of it? I loved Seto Kaiba while it lasted, but in the end, I guess nothing lasts forever. I guess you could say we broke up because of artistic differences. He saw himself as alive, and I saw him dead.
The dirty bum, 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 the dirty bum, 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 bum. They had it coming all along. Cause if they used us, and they abused us, how could you tell us that we were wrong? He had it coming, he only had himself to blame. If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you would have done the same.
You sip that rum one more
Gamer
time.
My ass.
Somebody say hey, something.
I'm out
I
of here.
I gutted a group of fillies and hung them.
I bet you would have done the same.
So, oh God, it's autumn.
Hi, little pony.
Heck, shut up.
Don't anger her.
We're all toast, Ed Pony.
No! Don't talk like that!
Ha! You guys really ought to learn a thing or two about the art of murder.
Why didn't you pick up your cell earlier, Charisse? I could have used your help.
Watching Yu-Gi-Oh! / beating someone to death with a baseball bat?
Neat.
Anyway, I know a real good lawyer. Sure, he only speaks a few words of English, but he gets the job done. Here, here's his number.
Thanks.
So, looks like we've all been arrested. Good job I have my recording crew getting this for the radio.
Cupcakes, so nice and tasty cupcakes. Don't be too hasty, cupcakes.
Bored, bored, bored!
Let's see what's on TV. Oh, look! It's the movie that we all recorded last year. They're showing it on TV now. Ha-ha, I'm a vampire and I sparkle. Ha-ha, fear my sparkles. Ha-ha, I see your anti-vampire defecting sunshade's device.
Oh no, Shedward, look out.
No. Thank you for warning me about this giant werewolf that is throwing itself at me. Vella, perhaps I should walk out of the way.
Ha! Take that, you stupid vampire! Roar, roar! Growl, growl!
Oh, Alcub, you're so amazing! Maybe I don't want Shedward anymore. Maybe I will cheat on him. I have so many complex emotions!
Ouch. Ouch. Ouch! What are you doing, Vella? Why would you cheat on me? Ha ha, I am superior to this giant furry man-beast.
BRB, I am going to eat breakfast cheerily.
No, Growl. I am not done with you yet, Vella. Do not leave, Growl.
Hi, I'm Autumn E. Meyer, We'll continue with this movie in a few minutes. I thought I'd take the time out of my very busy day to plug my latest book and brag about graduating with a degree in English. My latest book, Twilight in Space, is out next week. Please buy it. The TV company has been nice enough to give me a list of every viewer that is receiving this message as of now, and I will sue every one of you for sexual harassment unless you purchase this fantastic novel. Please! For every book not sold by the end of next week, I will shoot a panda. Now, back to the movie. Enjoy!
You guys, we better change the channel. I am not buying that book. On the plus side, great acting, you guys! We are so much better than the original actors they had. We put so much more emotion into it!
Welcome back to My Super Sweet 16. So, Valkyrie is planning her party with her party planner.
I want the dress, and the shoes, and a huge fountain of beer, and a Yu-Gi-Oh! Pinata, and a huge elephant that plays poker, and an itch-o simulator, and a really big fridge that says DISASTER across it, and a Melly Bear, and a Russ action figure, and a cheesecake in the shape of Pac-Man.
Yeah, okay, let's see what we can do.
I'm really not nervous about this party. This is going to be the best party since that one that happened last Friday.
Do you want a product that actually works for once? Then why are you watching the late night commercials? Got a huge job coming up but don't want to look stupid? Want to become a serious businessman but don't have the time? Do you want to join the circus ladies but just can't grow that unwanted facial hair? Or maybe you just want to be a 70s porn star? Either way, this is for you. The Stick 'em Win automatic mustache is made from real dog hair. Just stick it on your face and you're good to go. And it even doubles as a monobrow for that nut-shaved in 9 years look. Get out of bed, fetch the super glue, and get hip with a Stick 'em Win automatic mustache. Would Dylan Collins have won Lone Star without it? We don't think so. Get hip, get sticked.
News just in. The Rebecca Blacks have lost to the Super Brony Fortress. The Happy Ponies danced on their graves at just 7 this morning as a symbol of victory, justice, and pride.
Welcome back to the shocking documentary. I didn't know I was on Facebook. Documenting Facebook addiction at its finest. Sleep booking. Sleep booking is taking so many victims each day, with many not even realizing they're liking Jonas Brother updates in their sleep.
You guys, my trial is in like 10 minutes! What if I lose?
You'll be fine!
Yeah, you'll do great.
I don't know.
Don't worry about it.
Give 'em the old razzle dazzle, razzle dazzle 'em. Give 'em an act with lots of flash in it, and the reaction will be passionate. Give 'em the old hocus pocus, beat and feather 'em. How can they see with sequence in their eyes? What if your hinges are rusting? What if, in fact, you're just disgusting? Razzle dazzle 'em, and they'll never catch wise.
Give 'em the old razzle dazzle, razzle dazzle 'em. Give 'em a show that's so splendiferous, row after row will crow vociferous. Give 'em the old flim flam flummox, fool and fracture 'em. How can they hear the truth above the roar?
Roar, roar, roar.
Throw 'em a bacon up a nagel, they'll never know you're just a bagel. Razzle dazzle 'em, and they'll beg you for more. Give them the old double whammy, Daisy and Dizzy, huh? Back since the days of old Methuselah, everyone loves the big bamboozler. Give them the old three-ring circus, Stun and Stagger, huh? When you're in trouble, go into your dance. Though you are stiffer than a girder, they'll let you get away with murder. Razzle dazzle them, and you've got a romance. Give them the old razzle-dazzle, razzle-dazzle them. Show them the first-rate sorcerer you are. Long as you keep them way off balance, how can they spot you got no talent? Razzle-dazzle them,
razzle-dazzle them,
razzle-dazzle them. And they'll make you a star!
Okay, thanks you guys. I'm innocent, I swear!
Objection!
Hold it!
Objection!
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 Two hours later.
Guys! I got away with it! I'm gonna be a star!
The name on everybody's lips is gonna be Rochelle. The lady raking in the chips is gonna be Rochelle. I'm gonna be a produlist, that means somebody everyone knows. They gonna recognize my eyes, my hair, my teeth, my boobs, my nose. From just some rich produlist wife, I'm gonna be Rochelle, who says that murder's not enough. She doesn't hang, can say she started with a bang. Rochelle, you learn. Rochelle, think of those autographs I'll sign, good luck to ya.
Roxy.
And I'll appear in a lavalier that goes all the way down to my waist.
Ring, ring, everywhere, ring,
but only in the best of taste. I'm a star. And the audience loves me, and I love them, and they love me for loving them, and I love them for loving me, and we love each other, and that's because none of us got enough love in our childhoods, and that's showbiz, kid.
You guys, you know I've been here the whole time. If someone stood up in the crowd and raised his voice up way out loud and waved his arms and shook his leg, you notice him. If someone in the movie show yelled, "Fire in the second row! This whole place is a powder keg!" you notice him. And even without clunking like a hen, everyone gets noticed now and then. Unless, of course, that person it should be invisible, inconsequential. Me. Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should've been my name. Oh, Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there. I tell ya, cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should've been my name. Oh, Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there. Suppose you was a little cat residing in a person's flat who fed you fish and scratched your ears. You notice him. Suppose you was a woman wed and sleeping in a double bed beside one man for 7 years. You notice him. A human being made of more than air. With all that bulk, you're bound to see him there. Unless that human being next to you, it's unimpressive, undistinguished, you know who. Mr. Cellophane should've been my name. Oh, Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there. I tell ya, cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should've been my name. Oh, Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there. Never even I hope I didn't take up too much of your time.